And now for our scripture reading, I want to turn to 1 Peter chapter 4. For the scripture reading to 1 Peter chapter 4, and I want us to stand together with our Bibles, honor the word. 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4. And I'm going to read. We can go on follow together as I read from 1 Peter chapter 4 as we're standing. We'll start in verse 12. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice to the extent that you partake in Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part he is blasphemed, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or a busybody of other people's matters. Yet if anyone suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? By the way, that judgment of the house of God, I believe, is talking about the Jerusalem destruction of the house of God in 70 AD. Because look at the context. It says, has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And then he qualifies it. And if it begins with us, at the house of God, Jews, he's a Jew, don't forget, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? So there's this matter of obedience in contrast. Verse 18, now if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? Therefore let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful creator. Verse 1, chapter 5, the elder who are among you I exhort, I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by constraint, but willingly, there's attitude. Not for dishonest gain, but eagerly, there is motive. But not as being lords over those entrusted to you, but as examples of the shepherd, there's method. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory, which does not fade away. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to the elders. Yes. All of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Shall we bow our heads for prayer? We bow before you, O God, and remember that there are times of suffering that we have to go through, and that life isn't always sweet and rosy. We thank you that through these things we have an option to suffer as a Christian or to suffer as an unchristian, an unbeliever. We thank you that through all of this, you call us to humble ourselves, that you may exalt us in the proper time and deal with our circumstances as those who fear God and honor him in all things. So, Holy Spirit, give us revelation knowledge today, that from our hearts we might believe and receive the blessing you have for us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated, ladies and gentlemen.